This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black cats lately. How about some bats? Maybe a couple of spiders. I actually had a snake in my mailbox the other day, a live one. I opened it, screamed pretty loudly, but it somehow had gotten into the mailbox. It was creepy. Creepy, creepy, creepy. It is almost a creepy day when everybody crawls around in different outfits. To get some tricks or treats. Halloween, we've been talking about a lot here. Nearly 19,000 tons of pumpkins are sold in the U.S. and the U.K., not to be outdone, every Halloween season. And I just found out today, as I was digging around and talking to some peeps, that the most popular costume to put your pet in, if they're patient, is a pumpkin. Followed by a hot dog and even a couple of goblins. I don't think Guinness, my golden retriever, would tolerate any of that. He likes flair. If you put something around his neck, if I put a medallion, something like that, he would roll with it. But I don't think things around his head and tied to his body would work. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney's my name. Thanks so much for joining us here on this show. I talk about what you're talking about in your backyards, no matter where you live, urban, suburban, rural. We're all in this together in this great country and beyond our borders, because thank you very much. We've got a lot of people listening in other places like the U.K., Ireland, Brazil, and you'd be surprised how far this show reaches because I hear from so many people through the miracle of the mailbag. And I'll tell you what, coming up on this show, we got some really great things, including some treats for you. And when I say some treats, I have a giveaway, and it's a tremendous giveaway. Food Journeys of a Lifetime, 500 Extraordinary Places to Eat Around the Globe. National Geographic puts this sucker out. It's incredible. I opened the book today. It's a coffee table book. And you, I don't care where you live, where you're from, you want to go to all these places. You want to go to all these places. All right, there is a place where one man cannot go, and that's almost anywhere, it seems, these days. And it's Kanye West. Oh, I'm sorry, Yee, because he's just being dropped by so many companies. In our mailbags throughout this week, a lot of you reached out to say, you know, enough is enough. The guy's nutty. He's not well. What was he thinking? It's just silly. Some of the nonsense. You know, he lost, I forget how much money, at least $1 billion. He's lost at least $1 billion throughout this whole thing because of the fact that he had multiple businesses and they're all cutting him off. So he's saying that it's not, you know, he's saying it's not true and love to everybody and whatever. He's trying to sort of bounce back, I suppose, out of this. I'm not sure. But it's been a really bad week for Ye, a really bad week. And Adidas taking so long to make up their minds as to what to do with his brand because it accounted for 10% of their business, a big chunk of coin. And then finally they say, oh, no, we can't tolerate any anti-Semitic rants or whatever. They had to buckle for sure, but they waited a pretty long time to do that. So he of course, lost that, and that's the one everybody thought would immediately fall, and there were so many other dominoes that fell as well. So I got a couple of things in the mailbag this week, like one from Chuck and one from Jan and one from Brad, basically all asking the same thing. Do we really care about this idiot? And why does he yield so much attention? Why does the world pay attention to what's happening to Kanye West? And the reason why is because if you look at his career, the influence he had, forget all this nutty nonsense, which is bad. I mean, no, we can't tolerate what he's spewing. But he's 45 years old, and if you rewind the tape, he's an American rapper, songwriter, record producer, fashion designer. He was absolutely regarded as one of the most influential hip-hop musicians and producers. So he put his name on the map, and he helped a lot of other people get there, too. People who didn't have the means. He discovered some very talented musicians, really, of all sorts, right? And that's the thing. If you looked at Grammy Awards, he's like 136. I mean, who cares? But if you ask the significance and you go back and look before all of these things that have happened, that's what you would see. I mean, that's how he gained fame. That's why people paid attention to him. And he had the shoe line, Yeezy, which was considered one of the most influential sneaker brands in the world. So that's saying something, right? If you have a sneaker that's the most influential, because who do you think of? You think of like Air Jordans. I can name other shoes of designers or other sneakers that we've thought of, but there's the thing. That's why this becomes a story. That's why something is made of what's happened here. But when everybody drops you, from your agency to people carrying your shoe line to everything else in between, boy, that influence has really, really, really tanked. That's what I'll say. All right, it is no treat for the people of Tampa Bay. We do the nail the score thing, and the week started off with Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, hosting the Baltimore Ravens, and it looked like this was going to be kind of a corner would be turned because the Bucs have been struggling. They now have lost five straight. The Ravens beat them 27-22, but that's not really representative of what this game was like. The Buccaneers came out in the beginning of the game and looked like they were turning things around. And then Lamar Jackson started to do what Lamar Jackson should do, and he started to move the ball. Even himself, he's one of the best runners out there. He started to move the chains that way, and they turned it around in the second half, and the Ravens go to 5-3, the Bucks 3-5. I say this at the top because also a lot of you have asked me about nailing the score and what's that it's all about. So once a week on Tuesday in our final segment of our first hour, I pick a game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about football. Maybe you don't even really like football that much. But think of it this way. You pick a side of the game I mentioned, you tell me a score, and if you nail it, you win some incredible prizes, plus bragging rights. And speaking of prizes, we're giving away something next. I'm going to talk about that, plus the odds and ends, things that happen on the day that affect you and me.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
I do want to give out some treats, so maybe you're going to be one of the lucky winners. The ultimate Philly cheesesteak from the city of brotherly love. Where is that? The perfect cup of tea in China. The freshest pasta in Italy. The ultimate Swiss wine route. And the list goes on and on and on. 500 extraordinary places to eat around the globe. National Geographic explores the world's greatest culinary traditions, tastes, and landmarks. In the latest edition of Food Journeys of a Lifetime. So, again, back with a fully revised and updated edition of this particular amazing book. You get a glimpse into some of the top dishes, markets, restaurants worth traveling far and wide to savor. So, this is incredible. Hardcover, 250 photographs of Blow Your Mind, 60 brand new bites and sights, and they're compiled by expert travel writers at National Geographic. I mean, it's the ultimate collection for building your foodcation bucket list. Oh, I couldn't have said that better. Foodcation bucket list. But what's really cool too, you read about the histories of the locations, the places to see, the cultural legacies, the climates, the chefs. Again, on and on and on. And this could be yours. It could be. If right now you're one of five people who emails me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Again, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. And you will also be entered for a grand prize. And we'll surprise you with what that grand prize is. But For now, you could win a copy of Food Journeys of a Lifetime, 500 Extraordinary Places to Eat Around the Globe. It's a big treat for you. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. We switch from those fabulous places to go to what's on your mind and my mind, and living paycheck to paycheck is one of the things. It's become pretty much the norm for most people. This is the conversation I'm hearing with so many neighbors telling me how much they spend on groceries, you know, what's happening with what they feel like they had to cut back, maybe eating out, because then they're worried, do we really swing into a full-on recession? I mean, you got rent, or do you have mortgage? What is it? And then what is your splurge? Is there something you save up the money for, and then you splurge on that? I've heard that from a few people. Just save for the splurge, save for the splurge. And it's because people are stuck between rising prices and rising interest rates, with wage increases at 5.7% annually in the second quarter. That's less, and that's actually pretty high. That's less than the current 8.2% annual inflation rate. So you just do the numbers, and the numbers don't connect. And that's the problem. And people are pessimistic about the odds of increasing paychecks by switching jobs even. And then what happens, depending on what you do, with the labor market conditions, right? And it could be a real struggle. What I'll be curious about, with people being cash-strapped Americans, will it affect what happens in the holidays? Because I think that there is this tendency, and I totally get it, right? It's the holidays. Woohoo! Celebrate the meaning and then have fun and hang out with the fam and friends and do whatever you do. But you want to do the present thing, and people go over the top, maybe even if they can't afford to do that, right? So what will we see with the spending? There's all these predictions kind of all over the map, because there's surpluses and sales, and depending on what it is you're looking for. But I'm wondering what that is going to look like for the everyday person, if they're really stretching these paychecks. Will you just go over the top? And do you need to go over the top, right? I think sometimes we just forget, like, the meaning of it all. And it becomes about the gifting. And when you can't afford it, you know, it's kind of like those gambling commercials you see where they say, set your limits. You see them now all over the games, which is hilarious in the NFL, because they know people are gambling. So they're trying to warn you to not lose your shirt. Know your limits. Set your limits. So maybe that's a good idea to think about that when I see these crazy, insane numbers, and even realize things like, you know, we're not out of the woods when it comes to the possibility of a railroad workers' strike. A second railroad workers' union has voted down a White House brokered labor deal that was meant to avert a rail strike in the coming weeks. So that's not done. And that really would rock a lot of markets. And we see some other things that are happening where it's kind of iffy, right? It's kind of iffy as to what kind of waters we're going to be in for the next couple of months. I'm an optimist, so for me to spew like caution, I'm paying attention, I'm talking to people, and I'm seeing what's out there, and that's the deal. So I like the idea of watching what the limits are. Even we're seeing what's happening with, like, Facebook, a.k.a. Metaverse, tanking. So losses at Reality Labs, that's their thing, rose 31% from the previous quarter. And they're talking about how much they have to spend. Can you imagine this? $15 billion on building this Metaverse, after previously saying it was $10 billion. Do you care about that? Maybe somebody in your world wants a virtual reality. They want the set, they want the Oculus, they want whatever. That's like on their list. But meanwhile, at the company, how many people survive, or do they have to slash jobs to do what they're doing? Because there's been some pressure in that direction. And that's happened in some other areas of social media, like Twitter. You know, how many people will get laid off when you've got Elon Musk getting out the wallet to write $44 billion for that acquisition of Twitter, deciding it was cheaper to do that than go through all the whole court thing. So is it going to be a lasting deal, or all these people who have worked there for however long with their blood, sweat, and tears, will they be out? I mean, will the staff is talking about that, what their compensation package will be, and where will they cut the costs, and how many people will lose their jobs? And that's the worst, to lose your job. People listening, have you ever lost your job during a holiday? The worst time to lose it. Talk about really trying to pull yourself out of whatever misery you're feeling. It is so hard, I think, when that happens. And I mentioned this, the mortgage rates are up 7% for the first time since 2002. So if you're thinking of getting a house, boy, it costs a lot more than it did this time last year, where your average interest rate was 3.14%. So you calculate all of that, and what would your payment be if you had a 30-year note and it was a house that was, let's say, under $400,000? You would be paying over $2,000 something a month in principal and interest, and that's just that. So you'd be paying more than $750-some a month than you would have if you had bought that house last year at this time. And I think that the housing market's going to continue to bite and then maybe turn around, depending on, of course, the area always. But that's a big number to swallow. Too big, because of how much, how much you would actually lose in having to shell out more do-re-mi, and that's what we keep coming back to. And I think with early voting, which is up, that's the thing. It still goes back to the living paycheck to paycheck. Where are we with that? And what's, ultimately, who are you voting for, and what are the promises of what's going to happen when we look down the road? We have three branches of government. Legislative is a big, bad, important one. They make the laws. And when you have conversations about taxes and you have conversations about things, money being moved around, so much of it goes through both chambers. So there's some important things that are happening in less than 2 weeks. Hopefully you go out and vote, or you've been one of those people that have early voted, because those numbers are high. Well over 13 million. I just got a hard figure today. That's pretty special. Pretty incredible. Meet you on the flip side.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is commending Micron Technology for its plan to build a new computer chip fabrication plant in New York. Speaking in Syracuse, Biden saying it's one of the most significant investments the country has ever seen. Top officials in Texas are announcing money for a new elementary school in Uvalde. Governor Greg Abbott was among those to reveal $15 million will go toward building a new school. The money comes after a shooting at Robb Elementary School back in May left 19 students and two teachers dead. The Houston Astros will turn to their ace to start Game 1 of the World Series. The team announcing Justin Verlander will be on the mound in Friday night's matchup against the Philadelphia Phillies. Verlander will become the second pitcher to start a World Series game in three different decades, joining former Astro Roger Clemens. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
So we talk about this all the time on the show. Wow, holiday season is coming up. What do you do? How do you spend smartly? How do you do that? What is that? Jason Gaughan joins us. He's the head of consumer credit card products for Bank of America and personal finance expert, absolutely. And he's going to talk about some of these tips for exactly what I just said, a better way to holiday spend. How do you shop? How do you navigate? How do you do that? Jason, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So let's talk about this. Just dive right into it. What do you think people are doing to adapt to holiday spending habits this year because of what we're dealing with right now economically with inflation, et cetera?
Well, I would say that people are definitely preparing earlier. There's a lot we're juggling. Will the products be there that we want to buy? How much will those products cost? Should we buy now or should we wait? And we recently did a survey, and 64% of the people that we surveyed said they had already begun preparing for the holiday season in mid-September, if you can believe that. And then half of Americans are saying that they're going to have the majority of their shopping done on or before Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So they're really getting after it earlier to adapt to our current economic environment.
Yeah, smart. That's good for people to have thought ahead like that. So what steps would you suggest? What should listeners be talking about now, right now, to be prepared for the holidays?
I would say first and foremost, you really have to have a plan around the holidays. I find that personally, if I don't have a plan, I start making a lot of emotional purchases that I probably shouldn't make. And so make a list of holiday expenses. What are the must-haves? What are the nice-to-haves? Look for opportunities to reduce expenses around the holidays. So, do you really need to send out holiday cards through the mail? Or can you leverage social media and email? Do you need to participate in as many gift exchanges? You know, how many subscription services are you signed up for? Do you really need to be signed up for that many? Long and short of it is, if you have a plan, if you have a budget, you can hold yourself accountable and not overspend.
Oh, that makes sense. One of my favorite sayings, have a plan or plan to fail. And so, you know, and I know that's easy to make those emotional purchases. Like you said, that's great advice. How about the right credit card? How can that help you offset holiday related costs this season?
Yeah. So if you think about, credit cards, the majority of spend that happens on credit cards is on rewards credit cards. So really looking at, what are your spending habits over the holiday, and are you maximizing your rewards based on how you're going to spend? So, for example, if you're going to do a lot of online shopping, does your card reward you for online shopping, or does it reward you for something like gas? I would look at opportunities for a card that may be more flexible and allows me to choose the categories where I want to be rewarded and has more flexibility than just rewarding me in one thing in the same place all year.
Yeah, that makes sense. Jason Gaughan, head of consumer credit card products for Bank of America and personal finance expert. Thanks for coming on. Those are some wonderful tips.
Fantastic. Thanks, Kate. Appreciate it.
Hot mic moment of the day. I talked about early voting being up, more than 13 million, and more than a million plus people have voted in the great state of Georgia and in Florida as well. But in Georgia, of course, there are a lot of big seats on the line. And so the hot mic moment, check this out, people. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was caught Thursday telling President Joe that Democrats are going downhill in Georgia and expressed some disbelief. He said that Republican Herschel Walker might win the Senate race. He said, the state where we're going downhill the most is Georgia. It's hard to believe that they'll go for Herschel Walker. When will they learn that it's so easy to pick this stuff up? So there was a shot of Schumer and the New York governor and Biden, and all three of them were standing there, and that's where that came over, where he expressed that to him, and you could hear it. So the majority leader also mentioned Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who had a stroke, the Democrat, 6 months ago, and did not fare well in his debate against the former Dr. Oz, TV Dr. Oz, who is running against him on the Republican side. He didn't seem to think so, because is this going to affect what people think? They flat out talked about it. Who knows? They had a big turnout, early turnout, but then what happens on Election Day, and Pennsylvania, like so many other places, is cut up in a lot of different directions. But Schumer's thought was the debate didn't hurt us too much, he said, in Pennsylvania, so that's good. Look, Republicans are gaining traction in a lot of battleground state races. The polls have showed where you have races that are tight: Nevada, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, Oregon. Because what are we worried about? I opened the show talking about it. Inflation and the economy. Also crime. So do voters trust Republicans more on those issues? Does that give them an edge in these upcoming midterm elections? Traditionally, at least lately, it does. If you look at the last couple of cycles, right? That's probably what you would, that's probably what the takeaway would be. And, you know, when I look at, I say this all the time, we do, we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth, and I sometimes it just boggles my mind the things that we don't get right. When I see what's happening in other countries, like, for example, inflation is so awful in Argentina, right? And you can't, it's not apples to apples, admittedly, if I talk about Argentina versus the United States, but you look at what is happening there, and it's so bad that what's happening is it's just all cash. People are just throwing cash, 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 because there's nothing else they can do because the tourists are paying that way because of the inflation, because it's near, ready for this, 100%. So it might be a little cumbersome in Argentina, but the government refuses to issue bills with larger denominations despite this move toward 100% inflation, which is insane. And it makes me think of Venezuela, what happened in Venezuela. And there is such a very, very big problem there, big gap. The largest denomination bill in Argentina is 1,000 pesos. And at the official rate, that's worth $6.43, right? And that's part of that is the capital controls. And so foreign tourists exchange dollars, and commonly they use the black market rate, which they call dollar blue, where 1,000 pesos gets you just $3.44. So anyway, you can see what's happening, and you can see how bad it is, and the reason why they turn to the black market, right? And of course, there's no reason for them to use a credit card because it's 50% more. So why would you do that? It's a no-brainer. You have to do that. Wow. And I think of in the United States when you're traveling, good luck trying to pay with cash. How many places are absolutely, that's it. They will not take cash. We are a cashless hotel. We are a cashless restaurant. We are cashless. I mean, I can't tell you how many times when I traveled this fall, I heard that. I mean, it's almost every place I went into, it's cashless. Cashless, they don't take cash, right? Go to a concert, of course, they don't take cash. Nobody's taking cash. So it's good to watch what's happening in other directions. I'll just say that. I'm watching a tropical storm, and I hope that this is a trick. Now when I look out at my weather map, because of course I have a giant weather map, I'm looking at areas like a possible formation near Bermuda and one near Antigua, and that Barbados kind of area is another one on the other side. So will it develop into anything? Even one is located just east of the Bahamas. Will it move to the north away from Florida? The other area of concern is the Eastern Caribbean, this low pressure, and models are starting to show a closed low pressure developing and moving to the west. So why am I telling you all this gobbledygook? We just don't want to see it develop into anything that could hit us, right? Anything that could become that last minute hurricane that would go into Florida. And after Hurricane Ian, and watching what's happening in Fort Myers and in Naples and in Southwest Florida, then what the state has done and what's happened with FEMA in the last 3 weeks and people who knows if they'll rebuild and what it's taken away. Oh, Florida is not up for another nasty hurricane. Not at all. Coming up, it is about health care, and it is about Medicare, and where do you go, and where do you get that extra that you need? That conversation with Gary Culp coming up around the bend.
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've been interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn what more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Talk about it on this show, Medicare's annual enrollment period starting on the 15th. And boy, there's always a lot of questions. So it is so perfect to have Gary Culp on. He is an expert in this area, no question about it. And he's going to tell us about some of the things to look for and look at, especially Medicare Advantage, the plans and the extra health and wellness benefits and all of that. So, Gary, thanks.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
So let's talk about what are some of the common questions do you think people have when this time comes around and we're looking at 2023?
You know, for many, it's just even simple things like what is the annual election period? And so for folks that aren't aware, there's a period of time between October 15th and December 7th where Medicare beneficiaries can take a look at the plan that they're currently on and determine, is that the right fit for me for the next year? And if not, there's plenty of options to look at in terms of what might be the right plan for them in the upcoming year.
Yeah. And so looking at those plans, what are the different kinds of plans for a Medicare beneficiary to actually consider when they're doing this?
There's, you know, plans that are known as Medicare supplements, which wrap the traditional Medicare benefits with additional benefits. There's also standalone prescription drug plans. And then there's Medicare Advantage plans, which I know you briefly mentioned in even some of the opening comment. And really the Medicare Advantage plans, what's nice about them is they offer all of what traditional Medicare offers and more. More with things that actually are around health and wellness. For example, fitness programs or things that actually make it easier to navigate healthcare. Things like transportation to and from a doctor's office.
Oh yeah, so that's so vital. And I love it. You know, and we're speaking with Gary Culp, and of course his title is Chief Growth Officer for Cigna's Medicare Advantage Business. I love that title, Growth Officer. You know, we look at Medicare Advantage and what you look at from the original Medicare coverage. And as you said, that's, people get confused on certain things. What are some of the really key advantages maybe you didn't mention?
Sure. So really, you know, when you're looking at a Medicare Advantage plan and really healthcare in general, should be considering what is the network. So is my doctor in the network or the providers that I'm seeing? What are my share of costs? So what are the copays to actually see a doctor? Or what's the copay for my prescription drugs that are maybe medications that I'm taking? Or other personal important things. For example, does the plan have dental coverage or hearing or vision, fitness, transportation, things like that a Medicare Advantage plan, like many of the Cigna Medicare Advantage plans offer. And many of them offer it with no additional premium. So it's an added value in terms of the affordability of the plans as well, because they offer all of traditional Medicare benefits plus these additional benefits that are not included in original Medicare.
Yeah. And you've been doing this for a while, a couple of decades. When you look at it, is this a good time period as far as what's out there, what's offered? It sort of seems that way to me.
Well, you know, personally, I do. And in fact, my parents and my mother-in-law are all three on Medicare Advantage plans. And, you know, by no mistake, we've done, you know, personal analysis for them to determine, okay, what's the right fit for you? But, you know, putting my own personal family aside for a moment, there's more than 50% of the Medicare eligibles within the United States today that have elected to be on a Medicare Advantage plan. That's like 28 million people. So clearly this is working for a lot of Medicare beneficiaries. What I would add, though, is that Medicare Advantage plans are, you know, a great option, a great choice for many. They may not be a fit for everyone. So there's Medicare, traditional Medicare and Medicare supplement plans. There's other options for people to consider as well.
Where can people go for more information, Gare?
Well, we're here to help. So you can go to CignaMedicare.com. You can call us on our toll-free number. We can schedule for an agent to actually come out and meet with you in your home or your office, wherever it is that you're most comfortable in terms of, you know, determining what is the right fit for you. Bottom line is, healthcare is individual, and we want to help. So we're here to answer any questions that you have or also help you navigate what might be the right solution.
Perfect place to end this. Gary Culp, Chief Growth Officer, as I said, for Cigna's Medicare Advantage business. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
The Subway, Money, and Matthew Perry, what do they have in common? That's what we're going to end this hour with. So the New York City Subway, I have one of the last tokens. I used to have these little tokens that look like dimes that you would put in and you would ride the subway. And when I was a kid, we lived there for a short period of time in Queens, and my mother would take us on the subway. Now, would I want to be on the subway? No, thank you. They're saying the subway crime looks like it's the crime of the 80s. People are worried about riding the subway and getting attacked on the subway or getting pushed off of the platform, because every day you see crazy examples of it. Felonies, robberies, all of that is happening, and it's been a really rough month in the subway system. Subway crime is up 41% over last year, and it's affecting commuters just like it did in the 80s. A lot of people in the Northeast commute that way. That's how they live. They're stretching those paychecks, especially to get into that city. And, you know, they're everyday workers, so they worry about it. They don't feel comfortable traveling in their own city, and that's a shame. I think when you go to New York City, you feel like there's a cop everywhere you look, but they can't be everywhere underneath the ground in the subway system. Now, of course, you'd hear from a politician, no, we're working to reduce crime, it's fine. But I think that
it's not an exaggeration because you talk to the people. You know, before the pandemic, 6 million people rode the subway every day. Right now, it's 3.7 million. The subway ridership is lower because people still have a hybrid work schedule, and probably some people don't feel comfortable, and that's a shame, riding the subway system anymore, because in our great country, that was, when that was built, that was phenomenal when you think of how big New York City is and was becoming at the time. And it really was amazing what the engineers did, but now it's gone back to really, really creepy and scary. Matthew Perry has decided to write a memoir. He did a memoir, and what will he reveal in the memoir? He's doing a lot of press, so there's a lot of conversation about what was going on in his life. And he said he was using substances the whole time he was on the popular show Friends. He said you could tell what was going on with him if you go back and you look at old episodes, because his weight went from 128 to 225 pounds. And when he was carrying weight, he said he was drinking heavily. When he was skinny, he was into pills. And he said, when I had a goatee, I was into a lot of pills. I saw a little clip of him on something, Diane Sawyer somewhere. And he told her he was taking at one point 50 Vicodin a day. Can you imagine? And she said, how do you get, even him, how do you get 50 Vicodin? And he said he was going to open houses because nobody would look at him and think, well, the guy who plays Chandler Bing isn't going to go rifle through my medicine cabinet. But that's exactly what he did. He would go to open houses and get medicine that way. He would get the Vicodin, get what he could get. Wow. Just absolutely mind-boggling to think of that. Think of the 50. Wow. All right, the economy actually rebounded, but we still have a recession looming. And when I say that, I've got to tell you this. The latest GDP report shows that the U.S. economy grew 2.6%, but we still look down the road at a recession because we have inflation that's hovered near that 40-year high and those horrible interest rates. So will we get a reprieve ahead of this projected recession? Could there be a brighter outlook? The nation's gross domestic product, the value of all goods and services produced in the U.S., that's what that is, you all know that, grew at 2.6% in the third quarter. Now, it was even forecast just to be 2.3, so that's good, but there are so many other factors. And the thing that we want to know, and the thing we all have in common, is looking ahead to 2023. And will we see a recession or not? You have to look at employment, retail sales at that point, industrial production, and then you see if there's the downturn or not. Some economists say, nah, we're not in a recession. It's slow, but we still have a vibrant job growth market, so we aren't seeing that. Keep your fingers crossed. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show, and Alex K for rocking it on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.